The EU's Labour and Social Affairs Ministers have been meeting in the Moravian spa town of Luhatovice to discuss further liberalisation of Europe's labour market. That continues to be something of a thorny issue, as citizens from the 10 countries that joined in 2004, including the Czech Republic, still can't work everywhere in the European Union. The meeting, chaired by Czech Minister Petr Nečas, is aimed at persuading those countries that still restrict their labour markets, chiefly Germany and Austria, to lift those restrictions sooner rather than later. Rob Cameron is in Luhatovice, and earlier I asked him to tell me more.
Well, Rosie, the main focus of the talks here in Luhatovice is labour mobility, and that's broken down into three broad categories: professional mobility, geographical mobility, and mobility of people on the fringes of the labour market. And what mobility essentially means is the ability of people working in one member state to go and work either in another or to work in different professions. That's obviously a really important issue for countries such as the Czech Republic, because Czech citizens and Slovaks and Poles and Hungarians and so on can't work freely everywhere inside the European Union as yet. There are still a small number of countries which restrict their labour markets to citizens of the newer members of the EU, chief among them Germany, Austria, Denmark and Belgium. And the talks really, under the baton of the Czech Labour Minister Petr Nečas, are focusing on getting those countries to lift those restrictions and not keep them in place, which is their right, until April 2011.
Okay, but can we actually expect any concrete outcomes or conclusions from these 2 days of talks and meetings?
That's rather unlikely. The meeting is an informal meeting of EU ministers, and that means that there is no binding declaration that's signed at the end of it. There is a statement by the chair of the meeting, in this case Minister Nečas, but beyond that, nothing concrete will come out of it. That will happen later on in the year at a formal meeting of the same ministers and the European Commission that will take place in Brussels.
Okay, and one final question, which is, how is the town of Luhatovice actually coping with this invasion of European ministers and their coteries?
Well, coping rather well, it has to be said. It is, of course, a spa town, one of Moravia's best-known spa towns, but it's also very much out of season in the end of January. I'm just standing right now on a bridge between two of these spa houses, the main building where all the delegates are, and the spa polyclinic and the spa patisserie over the river which divides the town. And it's very, very quiet indeed. There aren't many guests here. During the rest of the year, they have people coming from all over the world, from Israel, from Russia, Germany, Austria. But now it's very, very quiet. So the town is pretty much unaffected by the arrival of 27 ministers, their assistants, security, and, of course, many, many police.
Rob Cameron, who was speaking to me there from Luhatovice.